The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite.
Welcome to the Share Pickers Podcast with me, Justin Waite, and my sons,
Fred, Monty.
This is the second take of this because we had a big strop the first take because Fred is going to become a teenager, a grumpy teenager, and he wouldn't take a ring pull out of his mouth. And now I've taken his phone off him. He's agreed to do it. And now he's going to be happy, aren't you, Fred?
Yeah.
Sounds happy, doesn't he, Mont?
Yeah.
Okay, every month we try and get together and invest some money into American stocks via the free trade app. One of you is doing better than the other person. Who do you think's winning here, money-wise?
Monty.
Me.
Okay, well, we'll look at that later. First of all, at the moment, the economy is going into recession. It's not a good thing. The reason for this is inflation. Do any of you know what inflation is?
Yes.
Well, the stock market's going down more than 20%.
No.
That's a bear market. That's what we did in our last...
Inflation is...
What?
Where prices for stuff go up.
Exactly. Prices go up. So I'm going to give you an example, right? And I want you, Fred, to do mental maths here. We'll do this again. Okay? Here we go. Oh, Fred's already whinging, shaking his head, and he won't get his phone back. Okay. Let's say when you're older and you have two whingy brats as kids. You've got a wife, you've got two whingy brats as kids, all right?
It's kids!
One's quite a happy kid, one's quite a grumpy one, okay? And I'll ask you. Let's say you got a job, Fred. You're earning £400 a week. That's what you bring home from your work, okay? Whatever job you're going to be, I don't know what. Head of Grumpyville. Be a councillor of Grumpyville. Fred Grumples of Grumpleville. That's your job. And what's your job going to be, Mont?
Rugby player,
okay. So you are bringing £400 a week home in cash, okay?
Good.
Now, you've got a wife, kids... Your wife, kids.
This is a very good dad.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just using.
If you're a rugby player, you would earn more than that.
Yeah, okay. I'm using round figures to make it easy, right? So you bring £400 a week home. What kind of things do you have to pay for? Because you're a wife and two kids.
£20 left.
What kind of things do you have to pay for? Let's start this again, Fred.
Water, yes. Electricity.
The drinkies.
Food.
Yeah, well, let's go through some of the typical bills. This might be boring for you, but when you're older, you have to deal with this, okay? This is what you deal with.
Mortgage.
Oh, look. That's from take one, mortgage. Listen then, Monty, right? £400 a week, okay? Add this up. This is what you're going to pay for. Mortgage, £100. Food, £50 a week. Heating, electricity and water, £50 a week. What are we on now? £200, okay? Leisure activities, holidays and treats, let's say over the year, costs about £50 a week. Car loan, £50 a week. Council tax, £50 a week. Petrol, diesel, £20 a week. Clothes, school uniform, trainers, all that, £20 a week. How much is that all together?
480.
380.
Well done, Fred. He's either very good at maths, or he got to this point in the last podcast, and he remembered the figure. Okay, so you've got £380 a week you're spending on, Fred, okay? Sucking his thumb like an idiot.
Sucking my bum?
You were sucking your bum, no, your thumb.
I wasn't sucking my bum.
Okay, listen, so if you're taking £400 a week home and you're spending £380, how much money you got left over?
£20.
£20. So what you could do with that is save it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Now, this is inflation. Listen now. Let's say everything, every one of those bills, went by 10%. Do you know how much then you'd have to spend on bills?
Yeah.
10%
times everything.
Tenth.
10% more.
Yeah, £418.
I'll need that.
Do you see the problem here?
Yes, you were going to be in debt.
So
do you have to pay every week?
Yeah, so how are you going to do that then? How are you going to pay that? If inflation pushes everything up by 10%...
Get a promotion.
Get a promotion, yes. Or?
Get a better job.
Get a higher pay from rugby.
That's a promotion, really. Yes, high paper rugby. Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
oh,
no. So let's say
get a bank loan.
Yeah. Oh, that's debt. Even more debt. So let's say you don't get a promotion. Let's say you go for a bank loan. And say, oh, come in, Mr. Monty. What would you like money for? And you say, I can't afford to pay my bills. Do you know what the bank would say?
Money.
The bank would say money. Do you want to see the bank manager be sitting there saying money? Sorry, Mr. Bank Manager. How did you manage to get a job as a bank manager when all you say is money? So what you could do, though, is cut down on your bills, couldn't you?
How?
Cut down on the treats. Cut down on the clothes, food.
Don't go as much leisure things.
Yeah, like you don't need like 5 pairs of trainers.
Exactly.
You don't need
maybe use
£50 of clothes.
You could sell one of your kids.
Yeah, sell one of the kids. That wouldn't cost a lot, those rats like you do. But listen, I'm only kidding. I'm just joking. Money! Listen now. So what you could do is stop using as much electricity and water. And Monty likes to have a bath most evenings. So
yes,
Monty,
I do.
You can't have a bath most evenings.
No, I've had a bath for like a month because I'm saving money.
Let's whisper what? Okay, it's obviously something you can't believe. Okay, so what you could do, hey, Fred, let me ask a question, serious question here. If you did start saving up money and starting cutting back on stuff, what effect did that would have on the overall economy?
Well, you make...
This is what would happen.
It'll be more affordable.
Now, you buy less, right? You go to the shops less. They produce less. They don't need as much
fuel. Your bills go down less.
Listen to me. You buy less... They have to make less, so they don't need as many people working for them, so they lay people off who go on the dole, so the economy contracts. That's what happens in a recession. See, the economy slows down. See? So that's inflation. Prices go up, people can't afford it, and people spend less, okay?
Nobody
okay,
cares.
Stocks and shares. Shares and stocks. Okay. So we've invested so far, right? £210 for each of you. Now, Monty.
Yeah.
You have £154.
Oh, so I've lost money.
You've lost £55. You're down 26%.
I won then, because
Fred, you have £199.
Can I cash out right
You've
now?
Only lost £10. No, we're in a bear market, remember? The market will go up over time, okay?
Yeah, I'll get some new shoes.
No, don't worry. So anyway, I'm giving you £40. You can invest 2 sets of 20 each. Let me just tell you, Fred, you own Amazon, Costco, McDonald's, Microsoft. Monty, you own Apple, Berkshire Hathaway, Disney, Google, Philip Morris.
I hate this game.
Right. It'll get better. So Fred, pick 2 stocks. Think now. As the economy's going to slow a little bit, but then it's going to pick back up. Think of companies that will do well as the economy opens back up and starts getting better over the next few years. So Amazon, Costco, McDonald's, Microsoft. What do you think there? Monty, you're not on his side. You can't whisper in his ear.
Fred, pick
two stocks, okay? Amazon, Costco, McDonald's, Microsoft. Did you know McDonald's just raised the price of a cheeseburger? That's inflation. Mm. First time in 40 years.
How much?
They've gone from 99 pence to 119.
Ooh!
Money!
20p. Can't find that on the floor.
That's a 20% increase. That's a 20% increase.
So. I found it on the floor yesterday. I gave it to my girlfriend.
Money!
And she said, what a cheap date, 20 pence. Okay, Fred. So Amazon, Costco, McDonald's, you pick 2 of those. So at the moment, what do you think is suffering? Because people don't spend stuff.
Amazon.
Why do you say Amazon? No, it's not your choice. Fred, give me 2 stocks you want to invest in.
Tesla.
Tesla, yeah? £20 in Tesla. What else? Microsoft, McDonald's, Costco, Amazon.
Microsoft.
£20 in Tesla, £20 in Microsoft. Mont, these are your stocks. Monty's just trying to lick his toes and laughing at Fred. Sorry, how old are you? I think you're 9.
No.
You're like 3.
9 3/4.
Look, Fred, I can lick my toes.
It gives me money.
Apple, Berkshire Hathaway, Disney, Google or Philip Morris, the cigarettes.
Philip Morris.
Let me say one thing. Philip Morris did hold up quite well, but it's now slacking off a bit.
Why?
But think of Disney a second, Mont. Disney now. Monty, listen to me. Disney, I'll give you an example here. They haven't quite opened up around the world yet because COVID's still happening in China. So do you think Disney will get better?
No.
Okay, well, don't put £20 on those then. What are you going for then?
Why do you shut up your laptop?
Apple, Berkshire Hathaway, Disney, Google, or Philip Morris?
Put a bit in Berkshire Hathaway.
£20 Berkshire Hathaway. Anything else?
What do I have?
Apple, Berkshire Hathaway, Disney, Google, and Philip Morris.
Philip Morris.
You want to put another £20 in the Vape Meister, the Fag Man?
Smoking.
Are you sure, Mont?
Yeah. No.
By the way, Apple is a dividend payer.
What's that? Oh, Apple then.
So, £20 in Apple.
Dividends.
£20 in Apple, £20 in what, did you say? What was the other one?
Berkshire
Hathaway and Apple. Okay. Okay, boys, that's it for this week, this month, I mean. We'll come back next week, next month, I mean. Sorry.
Money!
Okay, very good, Mon, thank you. And if Fred doesn't play ball, I'll take his phone off him again. Because Fred, at the moment, lives on his phone. That's all you want to do. Talk about your phone. I'm just thinking, Fred, you should own Apple, really.
Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Why do you want to wrap it up?
Oh, I'm just like really excited, really excited to have a conversation after.
I know.
With his girlfriend.
I know.
Okay.
Well, we should wrap it up. We've done no podcast dash at all. Now go away because we don't have anything for you.
On that there, I'll leave it there. I think that's it doesn't get any better than that, does it? Let's be honest. So all downhill. Okay, the whispering. Yeah.
Hey.
If you listen this far, thank you very much. And one other thing, you have to understand, I have to live with these two.
Yeah. Why do they live with you?
You get about 10 minutes a month, that's all.
Move your bald head.
It's 24 hours a day here, 7 days a week. 24/7. Good night, goodbye. Say goodbye to Fred.
Bye.
Monty.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.